Anyway, moving on, we now have Nicky Carvin. Nicky, are you there? How are things?
I am indeed. Good morning.
Welcome to Near FM and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely no problem. Now, you're involved in this annual Across Ireland motorcycle run. Can you give us more information about it, please?
Yes, basically the annual Across Ireland motorcycle run is a unique event. It's probably the longest and largest running motorcycle event of its kind in Ireland. We're heading into this year's our 14th year.
Excellent.
And we're an independent voluntary group of I suppose, motorcycle enthusiasts and supporters that go out each year and fundraise for various different charities around the country.
Right, fair play to you.
And we've a number of small events during the year and then culminating in our large event, which is the annual Across Ireland event itself, taking place in August 23rd
and
24th, which is hence the name Across from Dublin to Galway, a two-day event which we take hundreds of motorcyclists across from Dublin to Galway, starting at Extreme 45 Motorcycle Shop, where we've a fun family day laid on for everybody, free. And we try to raise funds for elected charity each year.
And this year it's hand in hand, is that right? That's the Children's Cancer
Charity. This year, yes, it's hand in hand, the Children's Cancer Support Group. And basically it's a group to set up in the West that help or assist families with ill, seriously ill or terminally ill children.
Right.
And our goal this year for Hand in Hand, which is pretty unique, is that we want to try and raise as much funds as possible in this current climate we're in, which is very difficult, but everybody is out with the begging bowl. But we see it's unique, but we want to get a purpose-built vehicle for them to help and assist the families transport these kids to across the country and predominantly to Dublin, to the main hospitals, Templetree, Crumlin, Tala, etc.
Right, okay.
And it's a unique, specially adapted vehicle and kitted out to the best ability to allow them to do that.
Well, that's a fantastic thing to try and do. And you were telling me the other day that you know, one of the reasons you're on now is that you need people to register so that you can organise the logistics of all of this, because obviously you're saying that you could have up to nearly 1,000 motorbikes crossing the country. So the logistics of that, to get the guards online and all that kind of stuff, is why you're talking to us this early.
Absolutely, yes. We're coming into the airwaves just asking people to grasp the idea and the concept, and anybody with a motorcycle, small, medium or large, classic, modern, you know, come on board, dust it down, clean the letters and come on to annualacrossireland.com and register for the event. It's unique in a number of ways because everybody that has done it over the years, and we've anything from 500 motorcyclists, as you said, up to our 10th anniversary, we'd approximately 1,100 motorcyclists,
wow,
which hasn't been done in Ireland before.
Yeah,
we've had the first civilian group to get the presidential army escort out of the capital.
Excellent.
It's huge logistics by way of, it should be getting easier on us each year, but by way of, because we're travelling across so many districts and counties and towns across Ireland on 2 day, and the large cavalcade could stretch for 2 or 3 miles with motorcyclists. We have support groups, Carbon Property Management, Barry's Balloons, Dunlop Extreme. They lay on support vehicles, recovery vehicles, bag vans. Medilink brings some ambulances and medics, and that just definitely for the sore bums and the blisters.
Yes, yes.
So we've every angle covered,
everything covered. Yes,
young and old.
Yeah.
And the unique thing about it is the reason why we want that is so we want to know that we have extended, that we have enough facilities there, that we have enough rooms booked in hotels, food, etc., etc.
Right.
And part of the uniqueness of it is that people register, they go and get a sponsored pack and raise some money, but then in doing that, they pay for their own cost, their fuel, their hotel, accommodation and drinks, etc. So all the monies, majority of the monies, go then to the goal that we have of purchasing this vehicle and getting kitted out the best we possibly can for Hand in Hand.
Okay, so to register, basically you go online, you have your own website, isn't that correct?
We have our own website, annualacrossireland.com, all one word. And on the homepage, you'll see a big star with register here.
Yes.
And you download the registration form, and it has all the details on it, and the postal address. You just post it back, and then the girls will register you on the system and post you out to sponsor pack.
Right, okay.
And organise accommodation and route maps and start times.
Right. Okay.
And where we're going from.
Okay, and it's very reasonable. Like you're talking about, I've had to look myself. It's €30 for a rider and €20 for a pillion passenger. So it's
that's
50
it.
Euros
that's
per
it.
Bike. Yeah, you know, which is,
that's
and then
it.
They get their own sponsorship after that. Isn't that correct?
That's it, and we give them some stickers and posters and freebies and the sponsor cards, and then those people then in turn will go out and try and raise as much money as they can. No set targets because the high number of bikers, and that we ask them just to do their best,
okay,
raise
yeah,
some money,
yeah.
And it all goes into the one pot and builds up, and they all have a terrific time. Then we take off this year from Extreme 45, just on the old Swords road, and we've a massive amount of prize through our sponsors laid on for all those people, freebies. We like to give a bit back and through our sponsors.
Yeah, these days, yeah.
They cover a lot of the vehicles, the fuel, so it's really, really, really crunching on the minimising of the spend. So we push the sponsors hard and say, we need your vehicles, we need your fuel, we need your staff to drive them.
Yeah.
So
yes.
Instead of raising all this money or asking people to do such a good job or go out and collect, and then spend it, we don't like doing that. We're very good at minimising the cost, and we've massive amount of prizes then on. We've Barry's Balloons coming in with bouncy castles and popcorn and candy floss and face painters.
Right.
Crazy Daisy and that coming in and on the day. So we're also inviting families, children, anybody who wants to head down on the Saturday to Extreme 45 and enjoy the fun, get some pictures with the bikers, with the bikes, start them up and be a mini biker.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. It must introduce a lot of younger people to safe biking, which is obviously very important as well, you know, and I suppose it's a great way for young people and the not so young to go along and have a look at these amazing bikes as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. We try to promote it. We also have from time to time when they're available the traffic corps come out with their road display,
right,
and join in with us, because it's all about the young up and coming, especially with the events. What the event is about, it's about children, it's about giving them a start in life.
Yeah.
We always class ourselves as the big kids on the bikes. We have the facility and the enjoyment of being able to go out and ride the open road on a motorcycle and enjoy it and go to events and meet like-minded people.
Right,
so
okay.
If we can do something to give these wee bikers a chance going forward, we'll grasp it with every opportunity, and we'll let them see the bikes. We'll let them, some of them are unfortunate that they don't have that, but we will help them in every way. And try and make their dreams come true in some way, or assist in helping it, you know?
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. Well, look, just to reiterate the whole thing, it's on Saturday the 24th and 25th of August, and even that, all those guys and girls going down to Galway must be great crack as well, meeting up and telling old stories and stuff like that must be fantastic. But anyway,
absolutely, reminiscing on old and new and bikes and classics.
Yes, and all that kind of stuff. Well, Nicky, yes. Thanks very much for joining us. And it's all on your website, which is Annual Across Ireland. And thanks for joining us, and all the very best with the whole thing. Thanks very much.
Maybe
later on you'll come back and tell us how much you actually raised. Thanks.
We will indeed.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.